You're listening to What's Up with Wendy.
I think Fight Song might be my new song for my show.
Ooh, all right.
How's that?
I hear you. Okay, Wendy, I love it.
My heart is literally skipping a beat. I am a huge fan. Welcome to my show, Paul Reiser.
Wow, thank you. That is so nice.
I am thrilled to welcome back to my show, Barbara Corcoran.
Welcome and congratulations, Wendy. Having a national show now. I'm very proud of you. Well done. You took a little thing and made a big, big thing.
Michael Bolton.
Hello. This
is Wendy, yes.
Hi, Wendy. I've reached the real one. Okay.
The real thing. Welcome back to my show, the beautiful Maria Menounos.
I was excited when I saw you on the lineup. I'm like, yes, Wendy. Oh. You're always so bright and happy, and you are a great interviewer, so thank you so much.
Coach Mike Krzyzewski.
Can your son play, Wendy? How big is he?
The beautiful Vanessa Williams.
I know you come from a very strong line of women.
Exactly right.
Your mom was a force to be reckoned with.
You must have read my book. Both my parents helped me become the person that I am.
Hello, friends. You're listening to What's Up with Wendy. Today's show, she is an intuitive empath who went through a spiritual awakening and discovered her gifts to help people. Her mission and purpose is to educate and guide people in all aspects of their life and to empower them to live their best life. Intuitive counselor Liza Mariomi is joining me. But first, next week kicks off the 6th annual Greenwich Restaurant Week with the opening party on March 4th at the J House right here in Greenwich, presented by Greenwich Magazine. Joining me to talk about the week-long celebration is Trish Kirsch, publisher of Greenwich Magazine and events director, Rachel Shorten. Welcome, both of you, to my show.
Thank you so much for having us.
I'm so happy to have you guys here. Okay, so big week.
It is a big week. Less than 1 week away, we have the opening night party. And then Friday, March 6th to Friday, March 13th is the actual restaurant week, where tons of local restaurants will be offering prefix specials and special menus to celebrate our culinary experiences in the town and to encourage people to go out and eat.
It's so exciting. So the 6th annual, how long have you been in charge of this?
I think 3 years.
Okay.
It seems longer. It's 3 or 4. I think our friend Jen Danzi, she's a real estate person and a marketing person in the community that a lot of people know. She's a friend of ours, and she actually used to work for Greenwich Magazine and Moffley Media.
Okay.
She started Greenwich Restaurant Week, and she was either thinking of selling it or letting it go. It was a lot of work. It's a lot of work wrangling the restaurants. And so when we heard that, you know, it might go away, we decided to step in and take it over. And mm-hmm. It's a celebration of the town. And it is a bit of a monster to wrangle.
Yeah.
It's the only thing, you know, we've Moffley Media and Greenwich Magazine have a lot of signature events, you know, across the mm-hmm. in Greenwich and across the county. But this is the only one we outsource social media for, because it's just in order to support 33 restaurants that are going to be in the week.
Amazing.
And, you know, the night and all the brands and liquors that are coming. We need someone to do that. So we,
like you said, it's a monster.
It is. It's big.
But you have to love it. Like, what made you want to take this over? It seems like a perfect fit to me, but
what made me want to take it over? Okay. Well, first of all, I was called in and told, congratulations, you're now running Greenwich Restaurant Week.
Yay. Lucky me.
And the reason that I love doing it is because I'm from Greenwich. I'm raising my family here.
Yeah.
You know, my kids are at the high school. I love this town. You know, I think in my link in my bio, I'm like a Greenwich lover. And it is celebrating the best of this town. And, you know, we have other events around the town. We have such amazing events like Greenwich Town Party, Greenwich International Film Festival, and things that celebrate mm-hmm. things around this area. But the fact that we have so many special culinary experiences right nearby, we do include Upper Portchester in our experiences, because we feel like so many people go there. Mm-hmm. It's part of it. So places like Saltaire and Eugene's Diner are going to be a part of it. They're actually thrilled. You know, Eugene Steiner hasn't done anything with us before.
That's awesome.
So excited. I heard they're coming to opening night party and serving some sort of donut with bacon or something like that.
What?
Yeah.
I'll be having that. Okay.
Yes.
So speaking of opening night party, which is on the J House, which we love, on March 4th, what happens there?
So when we... The day will start with a lot of organization. So, you know, around noon, everything. Rachel.
We will be setting up. We have all the lovely restaurants coming. They'll be setting up tables and bringing a yummy hors d'oeuvre for everyone to snack on. We're going to have tons of cocktails, and it's just a great way for the community to come together, and people really let their hair down. It's all the movers and shakers.
Oh, boy.
We have an amazing DJ, Kunjin, who will be spinning his music, and it's just a fun place for everyone to get together. I think everyone really looks forward to this event, so we really hope that we'll get a big turnout.
It feels different than our other events. Mm-hmm. You know, I even work directly on Best of Greenwich, which this past year and next year we're doing at the Atrium at the Hyatt.
Okay.
Everybody has fun. Everybody eats and drinks. It's a fun party, but everyone is, you know, they're behaving. And at opening night party of Greenwich Restaurant Week, it gets a little wild.
Does it?
It does.
I can't believe I've been on the air over 10 years here, and I've never been. So this is my first time. I'm so excited.
It's not the biggest event in the world. It's about 300 people.
Okay.
It's ticket. It's $65 a ticket. There's some discounts if you buy groups for your friends. Like, I just saw somebody bought six last night,
ooh,
you know, as a group for their girlfriends and things like that. So, you know, each of the restaurants that's going, it's a smattering of who is in Restaurant Week. It's an effort from them because they have to have two or three workers behind the table. They're offering the food. So it's a lot of work for them. So I hope the people that come thank them for, you know, coming.
Yeah.
But really they're showcasing and saying, hey, make sure you hit us while you're at Restaurant Week. And they're sort of showing off their what they can do. So we have people like Le Fat Poodle and Little Pub, and Miku always puts on a really good show with their beautiful sushi. Like I said, Eugene Saltaire, Terra, Mediterraneo, East End, La Taqueria. That's a new one. So they're going to be doing some stuff at their table. And then we have more than enough wines and liquors. As a matter
keep
of fact,
everyone going.
at a certain point, I haven't listed all the restaurants that are going to be there, but at a certain point, Rachel and her team were like, okay, we have so many wines and liquors, we need to add a few more restaurants to make sure that there's enough
really?
Food.
Yes. Wow.
So we have wines like The Calling. It's a bit of a high price point, but it's a beautiful wine by a local friend, Peter Deutsch.
Okay.
It's Deutsch Family Wines. It's his wine that he does with Jim Nance, the golf announcer. Josh Sellers, Graywell Gin, Redemption Rye. They have their sort of celebrity bartender, Joe Riggs, that's going to be mixing and showing people how to make cocktails at the main bar in the living room.
That's so cool.
Val's is going to be there. They're, you know, some of our greatest friends.
Yes.
They're bringing Alta Nevada Prosecco and a whole bunch of brands. And Horseneck, Kettle One is going to be there. Pepsi is bringing Pure Leaf Tea.
Everything.
I was trying to convince them, do you want to make a cocktail out of it last
night?
Well,
how'd that go?
She's not sure. She's thinking about it today. And then a portion of the proceeds from Greenwich Restaurant Week go to TAG, the Transportation Association of Greenwich, which is a really important nonprofit in town. This hasn't happened before, but I've had a few. I think now that people understand Restaurant Week and understand what TAG does, I had a few people email me already saying, can I bring a check for TAG to you? So I think I have to carry around an envelope.
Fanny pack.
Yeah, maybe I might need to, because they actually have something else that night, so they're going to have a table but no representatives. So in a way, I might be representing them. So if anyone is willing to make a donation, you know, this is a non-fact fact, so don't quote me on this. We'll have to ask Fred Camillo, Fred Camillo or someone with a lot more knowledge than me. But Greenwich, the town, just came up in the top 10 of the nation for where to age. Of towns of where to age well, and part of that is TAG, because it's taking our elderly to their hair appointments and their doctor's appointments, and we're taking care of the people that are from here, and everything needs to be paid for: their cars, their gas, their insurance, and they don't live decadently at that nonprofit. They need money, so part of the proceeds go to TAG, and then if you'd like to make a donation that night, please find me.
That's amazing. Please find Trish. So if you just tuned in, we're talking about the 6th Annual Greenwich Restaurant Week with Trish Kirst, publisher of Greenwich Magazine, Rachel Shorten, events director. So opening night party is March 4th from 6 to 8:30 p.m. at the J House. It's so exciting. And it runs from March 6th through the 13th. Okay, so many restaurants participate. You think it's because they want to promote going out, being out, all of it?
All of it. They want you to they know that we support their restaurants. As a matter of fact, mm-hmm. we used to do this event in the fall. And a lot of the restaurants came to us and said, we're booked those weeks. We're booked the weeks that you're doing it. Could you move it into February or March? And so it's funny because we used to sort of have to coax them and say, you know, can you do this for the right. town and can you do this for the people? Now they love coming out because it's sort of an excuse to get people out right mm-hmm. at the time where the weather's hopefully starting to turn. You can feel it today. But they want to have you use it as an excuse to do a guy's night out, a girl's night out. Would your company book a lunch that they wouldn't have normally? So they'd like you to be trying different restaurants all around the town that right. you might not have usually and just go out a lot more than you would usually.
I love it. And so many people love it because you're rubbing elbows with top chefs, sampling variety of tasty tapas, light bites, sipping creative cocktails and mingling. And so many people come out and you see everybody in one place.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
So,
well, yes, at the opening night party, but you'll see everybody out at the restaurants, too.
I try and go out a lot.
Obviously, I try and go and patronize a lot of the restaurants, yeah. as many as I can. And I, you know, I'm starting to get to the point where, you know, I see people everywhere that
everywhere.
I know, which is fun.
Do all the participating restaurants, do they all follow the same, like, guidelines?
Good question. Yes. We try to, as a matter of fact, last year was the first year we implemented a prefix successfully.
Okay.
The first few years we could not. Jen Danzi couldn't and we couldn't. A couple of restaurants just really didn't want to and we needed them in restaurant week. I couldn't have four restaurants dark on the avenue
yeah.
during the week.
Right.
So
right.
But last year I sort of wrestled them. We came up with a $19.99 lunch and $39.99 dinner. So the majority of the restaurants are in that prefix
okay,
price
good,
range.
Good.
And they may offer different offerings than they do during the week. They should be, you know, when you walk into the restaurant between the 6th and the 13th, say, what are you doing for restaurant week? When you go to GreenwichRestaurantWeek.com, it's also one of our only events that has its own website because
okay.
it is an animal. And, you know, so everyone with an asterisk next to them might not fall into that price range.
Okay.
You know, so if there's, you know, sort of a smaller place that has a lower price range, that isn't really their thing.
Okay.
But they're doing a special offering or if you, you know, buy dinner, we'll give you a glass of wine. So we do ask that you go straight to the restaurants for questions.
It's so fun. It brings the town together. You know, it really does in a way like you can't do normally times. So there's signs all over. Think Greenwich.
I put those up.
Okay. Yay, Rachel. Okay.
As a matter of fact, I saw on her Instagram. I was like, I think this is a message to me. She was like sort of like in the middle of the road, like
fun.
Putting a sign in.
Crossing yeah. the highway, 95. I'm like, I got to get these signs out there. I have to have everyone see this.
It's not a one-person job, those signs. I mean, I really
I can't imagine.
It's a killer.
Well, this is, like you said, it's a monster. This is like a huge event.
It is. But if you're following us on Instagram, like at Greenwich Point Marketing does our
okay.
Instagram. They're doing a fabulous job. Everybody that's in it gets posted at least three times. We're trying to support everybody and mm-hmm. shout out tag and the importance of it in the town.
It really is important.
It is. And so if you're following us there, if you're seeing the signs that Rachel put out.
Thank you, Rachel.
You know, go to GreenwichRestaurantWeek.com. All of the updates are on there of who's on there. Mm-hmm. And even the day before, there could be an addition. Like, there's a restaurant or two who I've been bothering to be in Restaurant Week that haven't said yes yet. So
say yes.
Maybe they'll be.
Say
maybe,
yes.
Maybe they'll be added at the last minute.
Okay. They're probably listening right now and they're going to be calling you or texting you or something.
I hope so.
So join Greenwich Restaurant Week. It's the 6th annual Greenwich Restaurant Week. Opening night party is March 6th at the J House. The week of March 6th through the 13th. They can get all the information, buy tickets still. They can still buy
yes,
tickets.
They can buy tickets through our website, GreenwichRestaurantWeek.com.
Okay.
And it's an Eventbrite ticket. And tickets are $65.
It's such a fun
deal.
Week. I'm going to be there. It's going to be so much fun. Publisher of Greenwich Magazine, Trish Kirsch. Can't wait to have you back again. Rachel Shorten, Events Director. Can't wait to have you back again.
Thank you so
Thank
much.
You both. I wish it all the success in the world. I know it will be great.
Thank you.
Thanks, Wendy.
And look forward to the 7th next year.
Thank you for having us on and promoting it.
Thank you so much.
Look forward to dancing with you next week.
I know. I can't wait. Dancing, tasting all the wonderful food and the drinks and everything up. Up next, she is an intuitive empath who went through a spiritual awakening and discovered her gifts to help people. Her mission and purpose is to educate people and guide them through all aspects of their life. I am so thrilled. Liza Mariani is going to be joining me, and she's going to be doing a couple of readings. We'll be right back right after this break. You're listening to What's Up with Wendy.
From the WGCH Weather Center. Showers around this morning, then becoming partly sunny, breezy, and turning cooler today. Morning highs 45 to 50 will fall into and through the 30s by evening. Partly cloudy, breezy, colder tonight, 20 to 25, and mostly sunny, 35 to 40 tomorrow. On Saturday, partly sunny, unseasonably cold, 35, and sunny cold, 35 on Sunday. Well, be proactive when it comes to making your home safe by taking care of the damaged or dead trees that are in your yard. Ed the Tree Man has a midwinter special going on, saving you 10% on any and all work. Call Ed today. Make your home safe again. Save money. Call 203-758-0261. I'm meteorologist Bill Jack, women on 1490 WGCH.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents
and Doug.
Limu, when we're not telling people that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need, I've actually been moonlighting as a DJ. What? Check it! Here's the good part!
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Balance of Nature's fruit and veggie capsules contain 100% fine-ripened fruits and vegetables, tested pure with no pesticides, fillers, or additives of any kind, and are the most effective whole food supplements on the market today. Fruits and vegetables are on an average 85% water. Balance of Nature uses cold vacuum technology to remove the water, leaving only the whole food. Our cold vacuum technology maintains 99% of the fresh fruits and vegetables' original nutritional value. Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order of fruits and veggies. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code Laura.
Welcome, John O'Hurley. I read that you said that Jay Peterman came naturally to you.
Well, it really did. You know, he was kind of a 40s radio drama combined with a little bit of a bad Charles Gerault.
Do people walk up to you all the time still and say, Peterman, Peterman, and can they, do they ask you to say, do something?
Not only that, they quote lines perfectly. I was playing with the championship team in the championship season. I don't think there's ever been a cast assembled that was quite as talented or as intelligent as the four of them. You just knew you were in St. Peter's Cathedral when you were there either rehearsing or doing the show. And you knew that you were going to be part of something that your grandchildren would be watching with you. And I can't say that about any other show that I've done.
We're back. You're listening to What's Up with Wendy. We're having so much fun here this morning. She is an intuitive that helps people with her tarot cards and other things, along with mainly her own intuition, to relay and help and guide. Her mission and purpose to educate people in their relationships, their career, their love life, and so on. She aims to empower people to step into their own power and focus on their dreams and goals. A life coach, intuitive counselor. I know firsthand she's amazing since I had my very own reading with her. Liza Mariani, welcome.
Hi. Thank you.
Okay. So I was blown away by you. So thanks. I'm just vouching for you for myself that your reading with me was spot on and actually like so warming. Mm-hmm. If you could say it like that.
Yes.
Those cards that are sitting in front of you are the most beautiful cards I ever seen in my life. When you were reading, like, it was just everything that jumped out was amazing. Tell us about you, Liza, before you found your gift.
Well, before I stepped into this whole role as an intuitive, I was going through a really awful divorce, and I was going through a really hard time, and I was meditating every day, and that really helped me to kind of open up my channeling, and like all this, these downloads were just coming in, and of course, I had my cards, and they were helping me every day, just for myself, to give me guidance, and that is kind of how it all opened up for me. And then I started, you know, practicing with friends and like just bringing my cards around whenever I would go over to friends' houses and be like, hey, let me just, you know, pull some cards for you. And it was like more of just like a joke and just to hang out and have fun. But then the more I did it, they were always telling me, you need to do this. This is something that you're really amazing at. And of course, I never really thought of it that way as a business. And of course, right. As I was going through my divorce, it just kind of all fell into place. And it was just weird how it all happened. But of course, you know, there is no coincidences. I feel like it was just kind of destined to go that way. And of course, as I've jumped into it, I've kind of built on it, and I've been helping people and coaching women or other people going through their own crisis in their own lives, and you know, tuning into my gifts and, you know, honing in on them. And I also have a YouTube channel. I also work with a great place called the Angel Cooperative in Ridgefield, where I do readings twice a month, every other Thursday. And as I've been doing that, it's just been creating a following. And I have a lot of people who message me, and they're always, you know, looking to see if I can do a reading for them. And that's kind of where I'm at right now. And I'm looking to expand on it even more. So, of course, this is, I feel, just the beginning.
It's amazing. So going through what you went through, that's mm-hmm. how the awakening, I guess we could call it, happened.
Yes. Yeah, spiritual awakening. And it's weird how it just like all came out. I mean, I think I've always had the gift. It just kind of didn't really understand it. So not until I was using the, you know, tarot cards are just a tool that I use to connect. So as I was using it, I started to receive messages. And that's where I was starting to understand that this mm-hmm. is not a coincidence that I'm hearing these messages, that these things are happening in my life. So
looking back, did you think you heard them back then? Were you like...
Yes, I feel like I was always getting messages, yes. but I never really paid attention to them. And of course, you know, there's always red flags that are coming out at us and things that, you know, little signs and symbols and things that come towards you. It could be in a number, or it could even be in just like a situation that happens and you're like, oh my God, I can't believe that just happened because I was just thinking about it. And it's like there are no coincidences. They do actually come into play. And then all of a sudden you start to realize, okay, this is, you know, not just a coincidence anymore. So that's kind of how that all unraveled.
So when a person comes to you and has a session, what mm-hmm. is it like?
Well, first of all, I always ask them if they, you know, I always do a clearing. I always sage, and I always try to, like, you know, create a positive energy, because I always want them to understand that we're just here to get the messages from your angels and guides. Mm-hmm. This is really not to find out, you know, if you're going to, you know, win $1,000 in the lottery. This is more about finding out about your life issues and your soul path and your own journey. And the messages that always come through are the ones that coming from your guides, your angels, or even relatives, or messages from them that have passed over, to give you guidance. And guidance is really more about what I do. And that's why I call myself an intuitive counselor. And I'm an intuitive, but I help people and I give them advice and I give them guidance on how to go on and how to make things, you know, right on their own path. And also giving them warnings too. Sometimes the warnings are need to be heard, because you're not going to listen to them any other way. Right. But when I'm giving a reading, it's like they actually come out because it's very important for them. And of course, you know, I have people coming to me and saying, oh, are you going to tell me I'm going to die? Or I'm like, no, it's not like that at all.
Right. Right.
It's not that negative. And it's really all very positive energy. And it's all about receiving positive messages to help get you onto the right path, even if you feel like you're not there, you feel like you're confused and you need clarity. And that's really what it's more about.
Is there ever a time you're not able to tell them something, like something comes to you and you're like, mm-hmm. I better not?
The only time I've ever had an issue that I had a problem giving a reading where I had to stop and I said, I'm sorry, I can't, was when somebody was mm-hmm. they were very skeptical about tarot and about what my gifts were and everything, and they were very blocked, and they were trying to, it was almost like they're trying to stump me or trying to find things that I was not telling them that was true. And I said, I can't, I'm sorry, your negative energy is blocking me, and if you want to come back, you need to come in and first meditate and really clear that, like, that negative cloud that's surrounding you, because I can't penetrate into the things that are important for you to hear if you're not open to them.
Were they shocked?
Yeah.
I was gonna say,
they were like, oh my gosh, what? And I'm like, well, you know, you have to really come in this with an open mind. You can't sit here and say, okay, let me see what she's gonna say, because I'm not gonna believe any of it, and I'm just gonna, you know, negate everything that she says. And I picked up on that, like, right away. So I was just like, I can't, I'm sorry. When you change your mindset, then I can help you.
Makes sense. So your intuition is mainly, but you also draw from your cards mm-hmm. and through spirit guides, from other people's spirit guides, et cetera, right?
Correct. Yeah. From your angels and guides and whatever messages. Usually I come in with a general reading and I ask, you know, what do you need to know about, or what is it that you're focusing on right now that you need answers to? But most people come in and want a general, and I say, well, whatever is the most important that your angels and guides want you to hear, those are usually going to come through first.
Okay.
So, and that's, you know, then we can always, you know, fine tune into whatever other aspect in their lives that we want to go into. So, general is usually the best way to go because, of course, I usually don't know anything about the person. So it's whatever I'm hearing, I will just relay it to them.
Isn't it better when you don't know them at all?
Yeah, I think it's better because it keeps me more open to whatever the messages are instead of like me second guessing and being like, no, I don't think that's right for them. It's more about like saying, okay, but you know, as I work with somebody, because I do have people come to me every month, so as I know their situation and I know their issues, I can actually connect with them a lot easier, too. Sometimes I don't even need to get the cards out, because I can just be like, okay, this is what's going on.
I know, just being with you is so healing.
Oh, thank
I mean,
you.
Just your voice, it's the way that you are, and I've had many intuitive empaths, clairvoyants on the show. Uh-huh. There's something about you. So if you want readings, it's Liza, and I'm going to spell the last name, MARIANI.com. Mm-hmm. She is amazing. I vouch for her personally. What are the most asked questions? Do people ask you questions too when they come to you?
Yeah. Most of them are, the number one question is always about relationship issues. That is the number one, always like love and relationship or, you know, things that are going on in their connection with the person that they're connected to. But money is always the second one. Career, finances, like that type of energy, which is very different. But it's funny because when I do reading, sometimes a lot of things are connected. So it could be connected to, you know, your relationship, could be your marriage or your money could be connected to that.
Right.
There's so many things that go into the aspects of a reading. So it's so like broad and I can usually have to hone in on one specific area. But it's interesting how sometimes we can start talking about one thing and end up on something completely different.
It's amazing. Okay, so we're going to do a little quick two quick little readings here. Rachel Shorten, events coordinator and publisher of Grunge Magazine, Trish Kerr, stayed so they could have a very – so we're going to give a sneak peek at how this really plays off with Liza and her beautiful card. So, Trish, you're going to go first.
Okay.
Trish, have you ever had a reading before, once before you said?
I probably shouldn't have said this to you because maybe it revealed a little too much about me, but – I think I might believe in it so much that I was afraid to go. And I went to a shower 25, 30 years ago. And it was, you know, it was the kind of life stage where I was sitting at a, you know, the MoMA at a wedding brunch with people. And everyone at the table went before me. The 9 people went before me. And it was all like, I'm having 2 kids and I'm going to be rich and I'm going to live in the suburbs. And I was like, okay. And I went last sort of like, I don't know what they're going to say. And I really believed because they focused completely not on me, but on a person in my life who was struggling. And it was
wow.
So spot on. I swear I was not the same for like a month. I was freaked for like
oh God, okay.
A month. But it wasn't about me. It was sort of like how I could help that person.
Oh.
So it was very interesting.
Okay.
So I was like, God, no wonder I went last.
So because it's radio, I'll explain. Liza is shuffling her beautiful cards.
Yes. And if there's any specific question you have or if you want to just get a general for now.
Let's get into general,
okay.
I guess.
Okay. All right. So what I'm going to have you do is cut the deck into 3 different piles.
Okay.
It doesn't matter how big they are. They can be whatever.
And Liza says these are the cards she carries with her all the time, right?
Yes. Correct. Okay. And we have, this is the 6 of Cups. So let me just pull my little Lenormand deck. I always do a little clarification, sometimes especially to give me extra meaning.
There are cards in front of me. I have no idea what
but
they
aren't
mean.
They so pretty?
They are.
The
they're
cards?
Beautiful.
Yeah. And I feel like you're very focused on family, very focused on your children. This the 6 of Cups is the children family card. And I feel like there is a lot of things, I guess a lot of changes that are coming into play probably within the next year or two. And I do see that here because you do have, and I feel like it's like you're possibly even working on looking into new aspects of their lives. I feel like there's more than one child here that you're working with. And the reason why we have 2 knights here, Knight of Swords and Knight of Wands, and they're both reversed. So I do feel like there's this like sense that you're trying to hold them back from moving to a forward too fast. And it's also, it's more about your fears of where their path is going. So I do feel like, you know, because she's here looking through the telescope and she's trying to look ahead and trying to plan ahead and trying to figure out, okay, which way are we going? And like making them, like, I guess it's almost like making sure they are protected. And I feel like you're a very big protector in their lives. And we also have, you know, you're also worried about sickness and worried about them, you know, not being able to handle the stresses and the things that are going to be coming into their lives. And I feel like this is more more of the energy of what you're worrying about right now. So it's interesting. There's also where this is going to, it's going to play out the right way. It's just that you're kind of right now in this fear mode. There's a lot of like fear about what's going on and what's coming in. And I feel like it has a lot to do with money as well, because we do have the Ten of Pentacles reversed. And that's also about having everything you want under the same roof. And now it's like everything's going to be scattered. So you're feeling like, oh my gosh, everything's, my money's going here, my children are going there, and I feel like I don't have control. So that's where it's coming into play. But I feel like you have to like let go and understand that this is a rite of passage. So it's going to happen and it's going to be fine. You just have to like, you know, just keep yourself calm throughout this process. Meditation is key.
I'll have to learn how to do that.
And just, you know, just keep a positive mindset. I do feel like your children are going to be fine. It's just that, you know, you're also, it's just like you're that protective worrier. And of course, I don't think that's ever going to stop. But, you know, if this is a chance for them to, you know, they're almost like leaving the nest and they're going to be finding their wings to fly. So you have to allow them that chance to do that as well.
Okay, so recap. Trish, how'd it go?
Well, at a certain point, I don't know if people heard, but I snorted because I was laughing so hard.
So snorting is always good on the radio.
I'm sorry. So, I mean, it really couldn't be more spot on. You know, I have my children are going to be thankful that you're saying don't worry so much. I am a worrier. I worry for everybody. And I have twins.
Okay, that's what makes sense.
So the two knights are the twins.
Yep.
I'm looking out to them both leaving for college in the fall.
Oh, okay. Yeah, there you go.
And I've been dealing with sickness with one of them and really worrying about her health and how mm-hmm. that's going to go in translating into college. And all of that has to do with the fact that my money is going to be going out the window.
That's right.
That's all this money stuff.
I think
on
it's
the right.
more when they go to forget the college tuition. It's everything else than the sorority, the fraternity.
Yeah,
right.
Well, you know, yes, and they like to eat dinner at Terra and Doppio. So I'm also right now like, okay, we need to rein in the money, people. So I have like little adults walking around town spending my money. So
isn't it amazing how they grow up from diapers and do that? They
yes.
just like.
It is.
Yes.
I mean, it's a wonderful life that they live, but this could not be more spot on. And Rachel knows a little bit about what I've been dealing with. And she literally grabbed my arm when some of the cards came up to like hold me.
You could see your face.
Yeah.
Everything was like,
no,
and
I'm
the
like
little
flushed.
Bit that I knew
yeah.
about you, I was like, oh, Liza, this was amazing.
Yeah.
Really amazing.
Well, don't worry, Bob. Your turn's coming up, too.
Okay.
I think the lesson is I need to worry less and know that I need to learn how to meditate.
Yeah, and also trust. Trust in the universe. Okay. Trust that things are going to fall into place the right way and not try to control every outcome.
I love controlling things, though.
Me too. And do we ever, as a mother, we never stop. Our worry, it's the way it is.
Yeah.
I don't think we can ever
control
really. That.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah. You worry when it's just.
I have three kids of my own, so I know. I can totally relate to what you're going through.
It's like
through.
In our DNA. It's just amazing. Okay, so Rachel, are you ready?
You're welcome. Thanks.
That was amazing.
Very first time.
Oh, okay. Oh, you're a newbie.
I've been told that I'm very open.
Oh, that's good.
Because I was at a jewelry store, and it was 20 years ago, and I was told that I might not be able to have children. And the person had no idea and said, don't worry, you're going to have a little girl next July. And I did.
Oh my gosh.
Yes.
That's
so I think
beautiful.
I'm very open. So let's see.
Oh,
okay.
Good. And you're excited.
Okay.
And you're
okay, so let me quickly shuffle for you. And of course, you want just general as well?
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Or you could do general and she can ask a question. Whatever you want.
Yeah, whatever. Oops. Everything's falling out.
The cards are so excited.
I know. Your energy is so
they
good.
They're dealing with.
But they're jumping all over. Okay. Okay. So let's see. Okay, I'm going to have you do the same thing.
Three piles.
No pressure. I mean, do you, when there's a lot of people, do you usually have people? And I shouldn't probably interrupt you, but.
No. Sometimes, especially when I do parties and events too.
Okay.
So sometimes I'll have like a room full of like 20 people and everybody wants a reading. So I have to really cut them down because it's impossible to dive into each person's like reading for a half an hour to an hour. I do 15-minute readings for them. And, you know, everybody's like kind of excited and the energy is crazy. And it's a great experience. But, you know, of course, we have people listening to each other's readings. And sometimes I ask them, I say, are you okay with this? And they're like, yeah, it's fine. These are all my girlfriends. They all know everything about me. So I'm like, okay.
Okay.
But, you know, of course, it's fun to have those events, too, because you get a little snippet of what I do. And then usually people come back again. So.
Oh,
okay. Let me just pull some clarifications. So these cards aren't bad if you're like wondering about them.
Yeah, I saw one of them. I said, what does that mean?
Oh, yeah, that's usually being kind of stuck in your brain fog. And mm-hmm. It's like letting your thoughts and worries take over.
Okay.
And when it's reversed, it's also letting you know that it's like you have more control over this than anything. So it's like just letting go of like a lot of like, there's a lot of deep like worries that you're going through right now. And I feel mm-hmm. like they're very similar to what she's going through as well, except for, oh my gosh, my ears are ringing. So yeah, I do feel like there is something that is definitely happening. Oh, wow. The Two of Wands is your overall energy here. So this is all about taking action and making choices right now. And there is some new surprises coming into play. This could be something new connected to money, or it could be a really good positive experience that is going to be coming into play here, which is good. I do feel like there's a time in your past that you were letting go of a lot of restrictions. Mm-hmm. And I feel like you've really opened yourself up a little bit more. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that's happened more recently. And the thing is that you're more active in communicating the way that you feel and the way that you see things lately, which is really good. And I do feel like that's going to help you, especially as you're coming into the future. And I do feel like there's a lot of aspects in your life that are kind of, you know, open-ended, where you're still mm-hmm. not sure what's going to happen. And mm-hmm. and you're kind of like, okay, what do I do now? And I'm just like, I can't see the end point just yet. Mm-hmm. But the thing is, you know, we do have the house here with the Knight of Cups, and that's a really positive energy. It's saying that things are going to work out. There might even be a new person coming in and offering you something. And I do feel like it's connected to this surprise that's coming into play here. And it's also about stability. So I do feel like this could be connected to money. Mm-hmm. And it could also be connected to like something that's very happy and exciting that's going to make you feel really good, I feel like about yourself and how far you've come. Because mm-hmm. you're going to look back on the things that have been the challenges in your life, and you're going to say, wow, look how far I've come, and I've made such a major change in the way that I do things and also the way that I see things mm-hmm. as well. So there's going to be choices and decisions that are going to come into play that you're going to have to make, but there's going to be something that's actually a surprising element to it. So
I can't wait.
Yeah. Exciting.
And it could be, you know, money that's coming mm-hmm. in. So, or it could even be like love, or it could even be something that's going to be making you feel like really connected emotionally. So,
okay.
So it's going to be happy.
Yeah, no, that all makes sense to me.
It does?
Okay. Yeah, everything that's been going on in my life, just okay. the journey.
Yeah, the journey.
How far I've come.
Yes. And yes. I feel like you've had a lot of challenges in the past.
Yes.
A lot. And I feel like some of them are connected to love, because you have mm-hmm. the love card here.
Yes.
So you may have felt that you were let down by somebody.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, when the Knight of Cups comes into play here, this is something new and wonderful okay. that's coming into play, that it could even be a new love offering.
Okay.
So that's exciting.
Isn't this the best therapy session ever?
I'm definitely going to come back to see you.
I know. Do you want to ask her a question? You can ask her a question if you want.
No, that really, because I have so many different things going on, like health issues.
Okay.
I'm dealing with a lot of kind of severe health issues.
Okay, yeah.
Okay. You know, and
that could be where this is
all. And where am I, you know, going to live and have to move and just all those different things.
Well, there is good news coming in. So, and of course, with the house here, it's very strong and solid, and it's also having stability.
Okay.
And not being worried about, because the house is a very strongly built foundation.
Okay.
So it's letting you know that you're going to be very solid and things are going to be stable for you. So you're not going to have to worry.
Such a relief.
Yeah.
Okay. See, we all came together for a reason.
I'm back to see you for sure.
She aims to empower people, step into their own power, and focus on their dreams and goals as a life coach, intuitive, empath as well. And we're going to talk, I want to talk a little bit about the empath, Liza Mariani. Readings by her is Liza, MARIANI.com. I'll have it on all my social media as well. Let's talk about an empath. A little bit, because I don't think people really understand that.
Well, an empath is something that I've always been, and a lot of people are empaths. It's usually empaths are people who can feel very deeply, and they can feel somebody else's emotions even from across the room. Like, say you walk into your house, and your child is, you know, in the room, but they're like sitting there, and you can feel. You can feel like they're upset, and you know right away. Like, you don't even have to see their face. You can feel the energy. And that's what an empath is you can feel people's emotions. And I can feel people's emotions, like, right away. And sometimes it's so strong that if I'm in a public place, I have to go. Because if there's something very negative going on or something that is very draining, I will have to leave because it will almost sap me out. And the same goes true for, like, a very happy and, you know, like a wedding or like a funeral, like things that have very high emotions. I feel very deeply, so I can also feel everybody else's emotions in the room. And it's sometimes can be overwhelming. So, of course, I also, you know, can sense people's emotions even when I'm giving readings and even when I'm connecting with them. So
I was going to ask you about that. So let's just give an example. So you're walking into the drugstore and there's somebody there and you feel like you could feel their energy.
Yes.
Right? So and what if it's something that you really feel like they need to know? Would you ever approach them?
It depends. If I feel like this person is approachable,
right, right.
Because not everybody is. They're going to look at me like I'm crazy.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, I've had situations happen where all of a sudden I will just strike up a conversation with just some random person,
right.
and feel like, you know, they're going through something. So maybe I need to tell them, like, something to make them feel better about their day, so that way to get them back on their path. Because a lot of times people walk around with this, like, this black cloud around them, and they don't see anything else, and they don't understand that, you know, this is, it can affect other people because they can feel your energy. So that's, I will see that, and I'll be like, and I'll just give them a nice compliment and be like, oh, you look so pretty today. I love your you know, your coat or your, you know, your sweater. You look, and, you know, I love your earrings. And they'll be like, oh, thank you. And then I'll just go into a quick little thing and just, like, telling them something, like, positive, and it will just uplift them a little bit. So that way they're not having that, like, negative drain going on for the rest of the day. It just gives them a little boost in their day.
Amazing. So with all of us in the room right now, Bob, Rachel, Trish, myself, do you feel all the energy? Is it exhausting for you?
No, this is a small group.
Okay.
I'm talking about, like, big groups.
Okay.
And especially, like, very high emotional, like, activities, like, I can feel it.
I'm sure if you're like a basketball game or football game, all that energy from everybody is probably, how do you turn it off?
A lot of times I have to, like, envision, like, you know, white light around me, so that way I'm protecting myself from absorbing that energy, because it can get very draining. So I've done that quite a few times, especially when I go to parties or events where I know there's somebody who is very negative that's going to be there, and I will envision white light around me, and I'll walk in and I'll be like, okay, I've got this, and, like, I won't allow their negative energy to penetrate into me, because it will just completely ruin the night for me, and I'll just be like, okay, I have to leave.
I can imagine. What do you think that people fear the most in life?
I think people fear rejection the most, and also loss, even for, you know, their own family, for their loved ones, and also even their own loss, like, you know, their own health. And health is a major concern for a lot of people, and, like, really having a handle on it, and also, you know, feeling into, like, their own health and trying mm-hmm. to how to heal themselves and trying to figure out solutions to that. But also money is, I feel like, the negative stressor for everyone.
Right.
Which is the number
one. Even if you
thing.
Have enough, it's always.
It's never enough.
Right.
It's never enough. And I get people coming to me all the time. Even they could be multimillionaires, mm-hmm. but they still have issues with money. And they're like, I need to find out what's going to happen with this. I'm like really worried about it. And it's like, it's, you know, you have to like not allow money to control you. That's one thing that I always feel like I tell people. I go, you know, you have to understand that this is just a material thing, and that more right. important things in life are the ones that you should be focusing on.
That's so very true and well said. How can one invite more happiness into their life?
Oh, yeah, that's a good question.
Thank you.
That's a really good question. More happiness. Well, I believe in you know, the law of attraction. And especially as you're in a very negative mindset, that's when you're welcoming in, you know, negative things to happen in your mm-hmm. life. When you try to look at things very positively and you have a very open mind and you try to be very loving and giving, the more that you give to others and you share your love with others, the more that you get it back in return. And I do feel like that is more about bringing more love in. And if you want to welcome more love into your life and manifest that, that's the best way to start.
I was taught that by Pat Longo, who taught mm-hmm. Teresa Caputo
okay.
and gave her her gift. She's mm-hmm. known her since she's a little girl.
Yes.
And long story short is she came into my life, I want to say 5.5 years ago. I was on the plane. My dad was diagnosed with bladder cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And I got a message saying, would you like to have Pat Longo on your show? And I said, who is Pat Longo? Fast forward 2 weeks later, I believe she healed my dad at that point
yes.
for the next 5 years. She's been instrumental in my life.
Mm-hmm.
She is the most amazing person in the world. And she taught me you have to manifest.
Yes.
What you put out there is what you get back.
Exactly.
And, she's been so, she's truly an amazing woman. So
I
manifest. Everyone should manifest. Because,
absolutely.
I mean, look at the whole Kobe Bryant tragedy.
Mm-hmm.
Vanessa, like, she stood up there and gave that speech in front of thousands of people, and her strength is should be a message to all of us, I believe.
Yeah.
So if intuitive counselor Liza Marioni, her personal readings, she has a YouTube channel. She'll talk about that in a minute. Liza, MARIANI.com. You need to experience her. I think we're going to give Bob, Bob, the engineer, a little reading.
Finally.
He's been waiting for 10 years for this.
He's been very patient.
He has to put up with me every week, so.
I got to get something out of this.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do. So, be interesting. 18 years of living in a toxic marriage, she found her gift. So, Liza, you really are amazing. I mean, proof in the pudding. You've never met Rachel or Trish, and here you are, and I had a personal reading from you, so I personally vouch for you. It's pretty amazing. And it's like the best therapy in the world.
Yes. I have people come to me and they say, this is actually more for therapy than for getting a reading.
But there's something, isn't there something about her? There's just your warmth. I said to you when you were doing my reading, your warmth and your generosity and your compassion.
Yes.
You have so much empathy.
Yeah, that's what it is. It's all about, I can feel your emotions and I know what you need to hear in order to help you.
So, and also, it's not just women. You talk to men, too. I mean, men, children. So we want people to know that. You're trying to empower everybody.
Well, I feel like everyone needs to feel empowered, and especially when you're feeling down and you're feeling lost. You need to know there is direction, and there's never any sense that, you know, this is it.
Mm-hmm.
There's always that motivation to say, this is, you know, what you need to do to get to the next point.
Amazing. Okay, Bob, are you ready? Bob's like, I've been ready.
Sure. Ready as I'll ever be.
All right. Let me just quickly shuffle.
Like, he's watching carefully how you shuffle those cards.
Yeah, I'm going to have you.
Not that it means anything, really.
I'm going to have you cut the deck as well.
And while she's shuffling, don't forget Greenwich, 6th Annual Greenwich Restaurant Week. Opening night party is March 4th from 6 to 8:30 at the J House, and it's the week of March 6th through the 13th. GreenwichRestaurantWeek.com. They can get more information. Again, and purchase tickets. Thank you, Rachel and Trish, while we're waiting for Liza.
Okay.
Does it make any difference that I don't see the cards?
No, you don't have to. With the,
okay.
You have the Knight of Swords as your overall energy, and I'm just going to pull a couple clarifiers.
Hmm.
I love the clarifiers, I have to say.
Yeah. They're my little secret ingredient that I add to my readings. Because I layer my reading, so I just don't throw out cards because I feel like I need to get more in-depth into the meanings of the cards.
So amazing. Do you use the cards with all your readings?
Pretty much. But, I mean, I usually will start off, and sometimes I won't even need to use them the full time. So, It's just a tool that I use, which I love to, you know, how to connect with the person I'm reading and also connecting with their guides. So for you, I see that you're very much a go-getter. The Knight of Swords is a person who really has a good idea of what they want, and they go after it. And I feel like you have pulled yourself out of situations because of your quick wit and your quick ways of doing things. Like you're not somebody who will sit by the wayside and wait for things to happen. I feel like you almost like to put in a little bit of action in there, which is good because the Knight of Swords is a very fast energy, fast moving. And you know, we have the Prisoner reversed here, so I feel like it's like you don't allow yourself to sit in a slump. Like you always find a way to make a solution come into play. I don't know. Hopefully that makes sense for you. But I know that, you know, we do have the Empress here. And the Empress, you know, not necessarily means a woman. It also means that you're very nurturing and you're very giving. But you're also somebody who takes your time to really put in the energy into your relationships. And you connect with people on a really, I don't want to say a deep level. It's more of that you're like a nurturer. Like you give people your kindness, and like also it's just like you want to be there to like help them. And you know, the Empress is also a very giving energy, so I feel like that's also kind of who you are. So it's interesting. We have the Tower here, which the Tower can signifies there's some major changes going on in your life. It could even be that you're dealing with some changes, or even could be moving. It could even be that you're, because we have the, you know, this is the Cat here, which is the Falsita, which is there are situations here with people that you might not be trusting. And it could be that you're actually having to distance yourself or even create a whole new surrounding of people. Maybe it's now you're starting to see the real genuine what their intentions are. And sometimes you can see through people, and that's why this is making a lot of changes happen, where you're feeling like you need to actually step out of the role that you've been in for a while and like doing things in a little differently. But the good thing is we do have the Four Pentacles reversed, and we have the Lamante, which is, you know, the Lover. So I feel like it's really going after the things that you know bring you happiness, and also sharing your love with those that you know deserve it. Because I feel like the Four of Pentacles is also about being very guarded. And I feel like you're also very guarded.
Yeah, it's true.
So you're, but the thing is that you're only giving to the people that you know that you'll receive back from. So that's a really good thing, because you know that you're not wasting your time and your energy on people that don't deserve it. So I do feel like it's also reminding you that there are situations that have happened in your life that it's okay that you walked away from them. So I feel like because the Tower is there, it's saying that it was meant to happen. It's like the Tower comes in and it's meant to happen, and there's no controlling it.
There's a tower in my life anyway.
Yeah,
radio
so
tower, but that's okay.
Well, there you go. Yes.
That's trying to work out. That's so true. Yeah.
But this is very good. Very, very close to me.
Okay,
yes, definitely.
Okay.
So,
oh,
and unfortunately, the show is now wrapping up.
Okay, so personal readings by Liza Mariani. It's MARIANI.com. You really want her in your life. Trish Kirst, Rachel Shorten, thank you guys so much. Don't forget Restaurant Week kickoff party. Opening night is next week. We're all excited. Thank you all. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. A lot of fire
left in me. AM 1490 and FM 105.5 WGCH Greenwich.
The R word, a lot of shoveling. I'm Michael Toscano.
There seems to be little question that COVID-19 will eventually cause some degree of disruption here.
Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell.